It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Good afternoon, race fans. It's Saturday. Hopefully that means it's race day, but we do have a racing program to get your way. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker, along with Billy Doc Niles and Paul Reichert, the stat man. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. It's being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem, Toma Sporta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com, and the Overtime Pub, as well as Lediger Roofing. Do you know that when I went to the Joe Shear Classic last weekend in Madison on Sunday, I did not eat anything except breakfast?
That's just too bad for you and probably great for the track. There was more food to sell to the paying customers.
The pretzel, I couldn't do. Greg McCongs pulls me aside in between a race announcement. He goes, "Hey, Diker, did you do the double dog dare?" I'm like, "What's that, bro?" He goes, "Two 10-inch hot dogs in the same bun."
Oh, sweet.
Same time.
Oh, that's even better than the pretzel.
They were gone by the time I was done announcing.
Shocked me.
So we loaded up at the Stoughton Pancake Cafe. I'll name drop them because that was simply outstanding. A couple of our guests get Bloody Marys. I got a cup of orange juice. I don't have bacon in mine. They do. Thick cut and long. I made the waitress go in the back and bring out my orange juice.
Bacon. Was that your bacon across that?
Oh, well, that was mine.
I think that was Dan's mimosa.
All right. Enough about your food. Let's talk about the weekend, man.
A great time we had at Madison last weekend. The Midwest Truck Series, 21 trucks, one of the largest features they've had. Matter of fact, Paul Reichert was down on the track when they announced who the top three were.
Former Mid-American Series champion, former truck champion, out of the truck, all 30 laps, go to James Swan here this afternoon. Lake Geneva's Champ Sports Bar and Grill. Man, every time you get in these trucks, you just make it look so easy.
Oh, it is anything but easy. There's a whole lot of competition out there today. It's pretty awesome to be able to run with all these cool trucks. These things are a lot of fun. I love racing them. And thank you for Michael Carmichael for letting me have the opportunity to do this. Obviously, along with all my sponsors, Champ Sports Bar and Grill, DRM Industries, Leo's Upper Dells Bar, Holly's Como Inn, Dave Elliott Trucking, obviously Katie, Kyle, Travis, everybody for helping me in the pits. It's pretty awesome. It's fun.
Now, you're not done this afternoon. You're going to try the double duty and see if you can get that mid-am car to victory lane. It looked pretty sharp this afternoon as well.
Yeah, that car is pretty awesome. I really got to thank Linkford's, especially Eric, for letting me drive his car. That's pretty awesome. That car is so much fun. I've never had more fun here except for in a mid-am car. I'm looking forward to that one, too.
How about it once again for your Midwest Truck Series winner, James Swan? Rookie in the Truck Series, first event in the trucks. Wait, you look like you're a veteran out here running with these guys. How about it for runner-up today, Jeff Holtz in the 38?
A lot of fun. Takes a little bit to get used to them, that's for sure, but I can't ask for a better start. Finishing behind James, nobody can ever complain about that because he's a champion and he knows what's going on in this division.
Now, you're planning on running the full series with the trucks this year?
Yes, I'd like to.
All right, how about it for runner-up today, Jeff Holtz in a 38 truck. Before he gets too far away, let's get our resident Sasquatch here with no squatch. The 33 truck, good start to the season for Kevin Kenese, finishing third today.
It was a tough battle. I'm fat and out of shape, so good run for the first night out. Started eighth, got through traffic okay, but got up to the fast guys, and it was a problem. We tried the best we could, but that was about all she wrote.
Well, third's still a good effort here today. How about it once again for the 33 of Kevin Kenese?
There it was. So, Billy Doc Niles, that was James Swan's first win on Sunday.
That doesn't shock me, but only his first win? Talk about the mid-ams a little bit, Dan.
Smile. How about it for James Swan?
James, congratulations. Hey, we heard what you said after the truck race. You said, I'll tell you what, that was a good race to win, but you really liked this Mid-American stock car, and it came into its own just when you needed it to.
Yeah, what you didn't hear the first time was I got to thank all of you fans for showing up here, for being real racing fans. Thank you so much. But yeah, this thing is pretty awesome. I told Linkfords, I said, don't worry about it, just leave it. This is what it is. They're like arguing with me. They want to do something like, just leave it. This thing's got forward bite. That's what we need. We're going to be good. And sure enough.
It looked like you were kind of pacing yourself. You had about 13 to go and looked like the accelerator was starting to really work for you. Is that exactly what you were trying to do, was pacing towards the end?
I don't think I slowed down as much as they did. I was just trying to be really easy on the tires. And like I told Linkford, this thing's got a lot of forward grip. It's not going to burn the tires off. Just tried saving the brakes. And for 2 days, I've been overdriving it into the corner because these things go so fast, it's retarded. But yeah, I backed it up just in time and finally learned a little couple things from the truck race, applied it to this, and here we are.
And James, one last question. You've just done something that's really, really hard to do at Madison International Speedway. That is win two features in two different series. When's the last time you've tried and done that?
I have no, I shouldn't say that. Slinger Speedway, we had a big eight race that we won, and then we won a sportsman race that night too, but Madison Speedway absolutely hates me, and I think it could eat it.
How about it for James Swan? Second place in the number 28 car, Ron Vandermeer Jr. Oh, Ron, when did you see that 87 start popping up in your mirrors?
Well, I knew after the heat race that he was going to be probably be the one to beat. I was trying not to let him double up tonight, but congrats to him. But yeah, just ran our race.
Had to feel good, though, a second-place finish here at Madison. Is a lot of drivers would like to be in that spot.
Yeah, it's a lot better than we came through with last year. So, yeah, we'll take it.
All right, second place going out to Ron Vandermeer Jr. Third place is gentleman led almost three-quarters of this race. How about it for Cody Club? Well, I tell you, the youngster watched what the teacher can do here in Madison.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have him there, but I seen him coming. That was it. And then I started loose brakes, and I was in for a ride.
But I tell you what, that can be a learning tool, though, when you get chased down by someone like James Swan. There's a lot of things that you can take out of that the next time we race.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I knew they were going to pass me clean, so I wasn't worried about getting roughed up too bad. So I'll take it for being first time here.
Hey, the first time here, and he got a heat race win as well. How about a third place for Corey Club?
What a great time announcing the Mid-American Stock Car Series last Sunday. Look at that. James Swan wins both of the big features. How about the $10,000 win?
Oh, what an incredible finish to that one. Austin Nason crosses the finish line first. Here's what he had to say after the race.
So somebody tells you with 10 laps to, or 15 laps to go, you're going to win this one. What do you tell them?
I think we had a shot at maybe top three, but not winning this thing. I hate it for those other guys that broke, correct? Hate to win races that way, but I think we might have had something for Casey there if it would have stayed green.
Seemed like this was a really emotional win for you.
Yeah, it is. I got a little one back at home. He's been through a lot. He's only a month old, and he's been in the hospital a lot, so this one's for him. And then had one slip away 6 months ago, the same exact way this one. And as soon as I saw that caution out on Casey break, it was an automatic flashback, and all I could do is learn from my mistakes, and I guess we did today.
The little one at home, what's his name?
Levi.
Levi.
What was going through your mind when Casey Johnson started slowing off of turn two and you passed him on during the caution?
I didn't know if he was straightening his wheel, doing what, or just, I don't know. It was weird, but they started pushing him again. I thought he was coming back. I would love to race him. Me and him, we've had a lot of good races over my whole career. He's always raced me clean. I've raced him clean. You guys saw it today. We were side by side for 6-7 laps and never once touched each other. So I love racing with Casey.
You know, I've known you since you're a young kid, and you and Greg McCarns go way back, have a long relationship. What does it mean to get your first big super late model win in one of his series?
It's pretty amazing. Greg has supported me since day one. At some point, my dad's called him my stepdad because I was with him 24/7. So Greg treats me like one of his own. I just can't thank him enough for all he does for racing, for the sport, for Midwest Tour, for Madison. For 10,000 to win, we had the best super late guys in the whole country here.
Speaking of your dad was your spotter. What kind of fatherly advice were you getting from him near the end of the race?
He just told me to be patient, run my race, just do what I got to do, and be easy on that restart. We for a couple of them there, we smoked the rear tires off of it, getting off, but we did it easy. I can't thank him enough. He was calm until I hit this start-finish line right here. Yeah, I think we both broke down. I was yelling so loud, I don't even remember going through turn four.
Were you a little nervous, sir, with Dan Fredrickson behind you on that last restart?
Not a little bit. Me and Dan had a little get-together at Kokana about whenever that was. I think he knows, I hope. But I was – he didn't have me that weird. I knew I had a good car. As long as I get going on the restart and just protect the bottom, I knew he wasn't going to get to me.
A $10,000 win this early in the year, what does that do for your program?
Oh, it boosted. I wasn't even, to tell you the truth, I wasn't even supposed to be racing this year. I had the little one on the way. I'm supposed to be taking over our company. It's been a hectic year. I can't thank Brian. He worked on this car all week for me. I haven't had time. It's getting to our busy season, and he's been very helpful to me. He's been with me for the last 6 years, and he hasn't showed how fast we've been, but the last, I'd say, year, we've shown a lot of speed, just haven't had any luck, and I think today finally paid off.
You looked stunned when you got out of the car and, you know, getting the trophy. Is it starting to sink in now?
I would tell you the truth, I really don't think. It might take me till Wausau to sink in. It's just unbelievable. We've came so close to winning so many races, big races. I just, to finally park it here, it's pretty amazing.
So this ranks as number one?
Yeah, there's one other race I want on my resume, and it slipped away from me the past 2 years, and hopefully this year we can get it done.
Not to jinx you, but what would that be?
Any super late race at Rockford. That's my home track. I love that place.
All start of 100s on your eye, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That and National Short Track Championship. We've been so close in all those. It's just it's heartbreaking. But to finally get here at this track, Greg McCarron's owning it, it's just simply amazing.
Is your plan to run the rest of the Midwestern schedule?
Yeah. tell you the truth, I think this might boost us. We're going to run the three races here, the five up the Dells, and I think we're going to go run some big shows. This is, I think this event is going to turn into one of the biggest in the whole United States to win $10,000. Bubba Pollard showed up, Johnny Van Dorn. The only person we're really missing is Ty Majeski, and it would have been fun to race with him today, but he had other obligations. But this is going to become a big short track event right here.
Not bad for a guy that was not even going to race this year. Too bad for all the top names. We lost four top drivers in 13 laps. Austin Nason, the winner right at the end. Paul Reichert lost a pair of shoes with all the running he did at Madison. You're going to hear all the top interviews coming up next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hi, I'm Andy Monday, driver of the number 10 Siddons Martin Emergency Group Colossal Toyota Camry. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Snap Man. Fall on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Our guy Paul Reichert was all over the place last weekend. We got a couple here from Madison Speedway. We're going to start with former NASCAR driver Travis Quaffle.
Travis Quaffle. Travis, good to see you.
Well, good to be back home for sure, and it's a beautiful day here at Madison. Excited about the races going on today.
Yes, and of course, a lot of great memories of racing here that led you to big-time racing in NASCAR. Take us through a few of the big memories you've had.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of memories in you know, going and racing the NASCAR and the Truck Series and the Sprint Cup Series, and then, but you know, coming back here and pulling in the gates at Madison, it brings back a lot of memories too. So, you know, being a champion at Madison International Speedway in 1996, which obviously helped me earn opportunities in the big leagues down south. So. Obviously, being a Truck Series champion, that's huge. Winning a Sprint Cup Series pole, that was huge. And just being able to compete at that level, you know, being a kid from Janesville, Wisconsin, from a modest family, you know, and being able to make it to the big leagues and run with the best is, you know, it's pretty special. I'm pretty, you know, pretty pleased with my career and everything that's come with it.
And hard to believe it's been 15 years since that championship happened in the Truck Series.
Yeah.
That was one of the craziest days in probably NASCAR history, with all that happened towards the end of the race. What do you take from that day?
Well, for sure. I mean, time does fly. 15 years ago is a long time. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. And I just remember that whole year. You know, it was a culmination of a season of effort for the team, and we had a really consistent, steady season. You know, we ran in the top five, top ten all year. We only won one race that year, but I think we had 6 second place finishes, and you know, we were in the hunt all the time. So, just that day at Homestead, Miami, going into that race with myself and three other drivers, really had a shot at the title, and didn't really think we were going to be the favorite for sure. You know, Brendan Gaughan had a point lead, and then I remember when he wrecked, thinking, holy cow, this is we got a shot at this now. So man, things just went my way, and so a crazy restart at the end of the race. And just all the events 15 minutes after the race, before I was even declared the champion, and it was crazy, but a lot of fun, and really proud of that accomplishment and to have that trophy for sure.
And of course, now you're helping out your son Carson, starting to race down in the southeastern U.S. So let's look at how the season's gone for him so far.
Well, we do a lot of racing. You know, we've been racing since, well, all season, all year round down there, really. But February, we got kicked off with some late model stock action. We won our first time out this season at Greenville in February, and we run winged outlaw carts, a little track down there called Millbridge Speedway, and so we race a bunch in typically at least every week, if not a couple times a week. So dirt, asphalt, you know, winged outlaw carts, late model stocks. Now we're just trying to venture out, get him some more experience, get him some more laps. And you know, I got hooked up with Kelly, and I've known Kelly for a long time, and I thought running this truck would be a great opportunity to, A, come back home, and B, and have a shot at winning some races, and or at least being competitive and gaining experience. So just trying to move up the ladder, you know, one step at a time, and this is one of those steps.
Okay. And right now, is he doing just a late model stock car racing, doing anything like with the Cars Tour down the southeast or past south?
Yeah, we're kind of just running whatever. We'll hit some weekly late model stock races. We've ran two Cars Tour races already this season, so we're not really running for a certain track championship or a tour championship, just kind of running whatever. You know, we're at Millbridge consistently with the dirt cars, it seems like. He has a little brother, Caden, which we, you know, we run for points at Millbridge. So, you know, this is just trying to get him laps, seat time, all different tracks, different type of cars. And you know, to come to Madison, run a truck up here is just part of that plan.
And could we possibly maybe see him do a few races up here in Wisconsin, maybe Oktoberfest?
Well,
is that in the future?
that's kind of, we're laying the groundwork for that. You know, I wanted to come. I know there's some Midwest Tour races here at Madison even this summer. You know, just trying to get him seat time, get him laps at tracks, so we will run down the road. So all goes well and things go decent. You know, funding and sponsorship and equipment all comes together. A lot of variables, but yeah, definitely later in the summer we would like to run them some super late model stuff in the Midwest.
Okay, well, Travis, great to see you back in Madison, and enjoy the day here.
Yeah, great to be back and looking forward to a great day. It looks like it's going to be beautiful weather, great crowd, and looking forward to some great Midwest action.
What a great time it was at Sunday to talk with Travis Quapel and his younger son raced.
Yes, Carson's been racing, won a race down south, and he's having a good season so far.
That's going to be one of the guys to watch. Also, talking about down south, how about a guy from up north that came down to race Sunday at Madison, Johnny Van Dorn.
Johnny, good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here. This is pretty cool racetrack. Weather is absolutely perfect for a race today. Looking forward to my first trip over here to Madison. So far it's been pretty good. We had practice yesterday and everything seemed to go all right, so hopefully we can continue that on to today. But yeah, it's just nice to come and race in different racetracks, you know, and after doing the same old thing for years. So looking forward to a good race.
And of course, is it a three-time or four-time champion in the ARCA CRA Super Series?
Three-time.
Three-time. What's it like racing on that series versus here in the Midwest Tour? What's that like?
Well, biggest thing I've seen so far being here is most of the drivers here are 20 years and older, you know, whereas the CRAs kind of graduate more into the younger generation. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I really haven't raced much with these guys. So far from what I've seen, they look like pretty good racers. So as long as we're going to have 200 good hard laps, that's all we can ask for.
Now, were you here for when the Midwest Tour and the CRA got together to do those two combined races, one at their track, one at the track here?
Yeah, we did it at Toledo in 2013 for the combine race, and I actually won that race. And then I was helping somebody crewing for a car when they did it at Ileana a couple years ago. And so yeah, overall pretty good. Good people in the series. Everyone just seems to be top-notch people over here.
And does Madison remind you a bit of Winchester at all?
No, I'd say New Smyrna. It's a lot like New Smyrna. Long straightaways, tight corners.
This is you're racing with Eddie Hoffman, I think you're doing, or is this your own thing?
This is who I drive for, Lisa Thomas Salon, Tom K-Mac. Been driving with them guys for a few years, and great people to race for.
Yeah. How did that partnership start up with you and Eddie?
Yeah, well, with Tom, we got hooked up with him a few years ago. Eddie, we've just known him for years, just great people. I got to run.
Okay.
It is too bad, though. Johnny Van Dorn, he did win one of the races on Sunday. I would like to see a guy from Michigan take it all.
Yeah, it's been a while since somebody from Michigan won a big race here in Wisconsin. Would be kind of cool to see, especially for our friends in Michigan who don't get to see them wins here in Wisconsin like they used to back in the 70s and 80s.
Talking about friends of the radio show, coming up on the next segment of the Dean Satellite segment, our friend from Minnesota and our friend from Indiana.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Gorger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Clean water,
Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here at 1460 WBUG and the tuning app.
Love that tuning app.
Dean's satellite segment right now, Team Dean's, even though we have two drivers on this segment, are not part of Team Dean's. How about it for the young man taking third from Minnesota?
Yeah, Nick Mergic showed up, and here's what he had to say to our guy, Paul.
Nick, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Hey. So let's talk about your memories of growing up watching your dad, Steve, in action on the short tracks around the Midwest here. He was a fan favorite of mine back in the 80s.
That's pretty cool to hear. Yeah, we grew up with it. My sister and I, we were at the racetrack almost every weekend, and just we kind of became part of the family, and we really enjoy it. Obviously, I'm still doing it today. It just kind of brings everybody together. We have a good time, and we do what we can.
And how did you get started in racing? When did you start, and what have you progressed through over the years?
I started when I was 14 in a short tracker, so four-cylinder car at Raceway Park in Shakopee, Minnesota. And then moved up to a sportsman mid-am car the next year when I was 15, and then have been running super late since I was 16. So been doing it for a few years now, and I'm still somewhat young, but getting older as the days go by here.
And what's it like traveling with the ARCA Midwest Tour, going around tracks around the upper Midwest, going around the upper Midwest here?
I enjoy it. It's a challenge, right? I mean, that's what we want to do is we want to race against the best guys in the country. I think they're pretty solid up north. It's proven in the past that they can go down south and race with anybody. So it really, you got to have your stuff together. We try to pick and choose races, ones we think we'll be prepared for. I'm hoping today will be one of those days.
And, of course, you won the Dixieland 250 over Gakona a few years back. Take us through the memories of that race.
That was pretty exciting. We had an eventful race. We had started pretty far towards the back after a slow car drug us back right away. And we had a good car, drove up to second behind Majeski, was just riding. Got a pit stop penalty midway, couldn't get fuel in the car quick enough. Had to go back again, drove back up to second, was riding, and on a restart got by Ty. And then he, of course, didn't finish the race. Meanwhile, I burned up the entire brakes the car had, and getting into three in the last corner, it twitched up. I had no front brake. And then across the start-finish line, I won. But Kakana's offset with the start-finish line. So you drive through the corner. Well, on a normal lap, I was lifting before the start-finish line. And Casey Johnson was right on me, so I had to drive through it. And I knew it wasn't going to be good with no front brakes. So it just lit up, went around, and wrecked the car after I won. So I'm pretty sure it was eventful for everybody. It was unfortunate because I had a lot of work and time into the car. But it was a fun way to win. I guess it'll be memorable for everybody for years.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me when Darrell Waltrip won the inaugural Winston back in 85 when he blew the engine right after the start-finish line. Some people talked, oh, that was set up or whatever. But that couldn't be set up. What happened to you?
No. No, I built the car myself, the chassis and everything, and the last thing I would want to do is destroy it. It was good all day. We had nothing to hide. It was unfortunate the brakes were going away, and then we spent the last 2 years trying new compounds and everything in the book, and we've struggled for the last 2 years, so it shows that we weren't trying to hide anything. But we're back today with the good old faithful stuff, so hopefully we can get a nice run and you know, see what we have.
And, of course, so what does it mean for you to be a part of the Joe Shearer Classic here in Madison? I don't know if your dad ever talked about memories of racing against Joe.
Absolutely, yeah. Joe is one of my dad's idols. I mean, it's Joe Shearer. You know, if you're in the short track world, you know who he is. He's an icon. It's unbelievable to be racing in his memory, and I think we do a pretty good job of showing what he promoted as far as short track racing goes. Good, clean racing, respectable, Midwest style. It's really neat. I enjoy what McCarn's family has done for the sport in short track racing. They do a phenomenal job every year, and then the Midwest Tour in general just keeps promoting these guys as they, you know, did Dick Trickle. We do that at Oktoberfest at the end of the year, and all these fun short track events memorializing the great heroes.
Yeah. And, of course, you couldn't do this without a lot of great sponsors supporting you, so I got to thank them.
Absolutely, yeah. Vic's Crane and Heavy Haul has been a huge supporter the last 2-3 years. Connie Mahoney, she's the owner, and she really enjoys the racing stuff. She's here today with us. And, of course, my dad. Emergic Racing Engines and our Emergic Automotive shop. We do as much as we can, and that's what we put into the race car, and we build as much as we can. So, you know, in family and friends type of deal. We're not hiring anybody. This is all home built stuff. So it's kind of fun to be able to do it sometimes.
All right, well, best of luck this season, Nick. We'll look forward to seeing you in Victory Lane again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good to see Nick Mergic back again. Been a couple of years since I saw him at Oktoberfest. What about the man from Indiana?
Hey, Paul Schaefer was in the house. Our guy Paul talked to him especially about getting his hair cut off.
Paul, good to see you.
Yep, it's good to be here. I think we got a pretty good piece. So,
And 2017, let's take a look back here at the ARCA Midwest Tour. Kind of assess the season here.
Yeah, well, we were in pretty good last year. I mean, no real complaints. We should have been a little bit better at Gateway. We got into the wall leading, and Ty got by us and won another one, I guess. And I don't know, we had a pretty good car for a lot of it. Just, I don't know, that's about it.
Yeah. And another top three for you in the points here on the tour last year.
Yeah, we ended up third behind Dalton Zier and Ty Majeski, and they're both really good. I mean, Ty goes everywhere and wins. We were at the awards banquet the other night, and he said he won six races out of, I think, 12. So it's pretty tough to compete with that.
Yeah. And what does it mean to you to be a part of the Joe Schurer Classic here at Madison? What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, Madison's a real kind of important racetrack for us. I mean, with Ileana being shut down, I'd almost say this is my home track, even though it's a little further than Grundy. You know, we come here for the Triple Crown, and we get the opportunity to run here with the Joe Schurer Classic, so it'd be awesome to win here. I know last year we were right there, and we were running third. I mean, we pitted earlier, we were right there, and then the car shut off with 30 laps to go, so it's another one that you just think about at night.
Well, the good part of it is I believe you won the third round of the Super Late Model Triple Crown here at Madison last year.
Yep, the last Super Late Model race they held here, we were the winner of it. So, you know, that says something.
And how did you do in that that series overall?
We ended up third in the Triple Crown series. That last race was the Howie Leto Memorial. So I know it was real important for us to win that just because my crew chief, Chris, he worked with Howie just growing up and learned everything he knew through him. So it's just real important, and it meant a lot for my crew chief, Chris.
Oh, yeah. And let's talk about the new look here from that challenge or whatever that happened after Oktoberfest, I guess. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I just, I don't know, I woke up one morning and I seen on Facebook on my college campus there's this fraternity and they were doing this thing called St. Baldrick's. And essentially, I mean, I knew that I was friends with a bunch of racers on Facebook, and I know they're, you know, they liked my hair, didn't like it, wanted to see it gone, whatever. So I said, you know, if I raised $1,500, you know, I'd cut it all off. And I knew going into it I was gonna have to cut it off. So, you know, I didn't really have any attachment to it, but I knew all the racing guys would donate, and they did. Yeah. And we ended up raising $2,000 for childhood cancer. So it was just, you know, awesome. It was an awesome thing to see, just, you know, everybody pitching in for a good cause. And then I cut my hair, and here we are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's the race fans or the race drivers. Everybody's pitching in for a good cause, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, they wanted to see my hair cut, and in turn, they're all donating to childhood cancer, so it's a win-win.
And does your dad have any memories of racing with Joe Schurer, or what kind of memories do you remember about? Have people told you about Joe?
Well, I heard he was one of the best up at Rockford. I heard he won a lot of championships, and you know, I heard he was a force to be reckoned with. Everywhere he went, I heard he was real good. I know my dad ran dirt, so I don't think he got to race a lot with Joe Schurer, but you know, from what I've heard, he's real good, real good.
And let's give a thanks to the sponsors that are here supporting your efforts.
Yeah, I mean, I got to thank my dad first and foremost. I mean, he really allows me to do what I do here with racing this, and you know, his company, Paul's Auto Yard, and Maxim Power Sports, ClassyChassisTrucks.com. I wouldn't be able to do it without all them.
And well, good luck this season on the Midwest Tour, and good luck at Grundy this year, Paul. We'll see you in Victory Lane again.
Yep, thanks.
I want to thank Nick and Paul for joining us in the program. That is it from Madison. Let's shift gears. Not only did Paul wear out shoes at Madison, he was at Jefferson Saturday night.
He was at Jefferson Speedway. We'll talk all about that in the next segment on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 5 car, Bill Pretzel, Mid-Am Series stock car. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Statman, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WDOG.
Welcome back to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WDOG. That's Tiny, that's Doc Niles, I'm Radio Man Dan. Let's talk some sportsmen.
Our boy Paul, he was at Jefferson Speedway last weekend. He caught up with former Great Northern Sportsman Series champion Jason Toma.
Good to see you, Jason.
Hey, nice to see you guys.
Hey. So let's give a little background about your racing career, when you started and what you progressed in through the years.
Well, I started in 1993 racing in the hobby stock division, and it just became engraved in my blood, and I just had to continue racing. We ended up moving into sportsman division, and we dabbled in the late model division for a couple of years. But I really enjoy the sportsman cars and the bodies and how they look, and having a stock chassis. It's just something about having to work with the chassis, and I just love this division. The competition's great, and I love being in it.
And what's it like traveling to run with other sportsman classes across the state, and even running with the Great Northern Sportsman Series?
I love competition. Competition drives me, and there's several cars up at the Dells that I race with that the more they race, the more I want to beat them, you know, and I strive to beat them, and they're great competitors and great friends. But yeah, that just makes the sport great, and I love putting on a good show. So.
And for those of us who haven't been to Jefferson Speedway here, kind of describe it. What's it like? It's a very unique track, I think.
It's very unique. What you'll find is when you come here, you'll see all sorts of action. Some tracks, they may say, you know, don't go three wide. Well, there's multiple times where you'll see three wide, four wide. You just never know where the cars are going to go, and everybody picks their lane. But here we race. Jefferson's is an amazing racetrack, and the Tuckers do a great job of putting this track together.
And, of course, you did claim the season opening win for the Great Northern Sportsman Series at Vidal's and the Icebreaker. It was, of course, via the disqualification of Jason Stark and Randy Hemfeld. Does disqualifications kind of lessen the victory at all, or how do you feel about it?
It does to a certain extent, but what I found was with my overheating issues and dropping water on my right rear tire, I knew that if I didn't have those issues, I'm pretty sure I would have been able to hold them off. So I have that weighing on me also. But those two guys are amazing competitors, you know, so they have really fast cars, and they were able to get out in front of me. But obviously you have to pass tech in order to finish up in front.
And what about the plans for this coming season? What are we looking at here?
What we're going to do is we're going to race Jefferson for a full season. We're doing a Badgerland series. We're doing a GNS series. So we have a lot of racing going on. We just can't wait to get this racing season started and continue the winning ways.
And, of course, a lot of great sponsors on the car here to support you throughout the racing season. Let's give thanks to them.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Wisconsin Brewing Company, Dean Satellite and Security, Serenity Concepts, Mark's Garage and Rockdale Towing, Kingpin Adventure Golf, Stoughton Trucking, Bonafide Security Systems, Runnin' Errands. There's so many of them. I just got to thank all these sponsors, because without you guys, I couldn't do what I do.
All right. Well, Jason, best of luck to you this season, and hopefully we'll see you in Victory Lane a lot.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Always great to hear our friend Jason Toma back on the airwaves here on the big radio program. A couple of weekends ago into Friday, a man from Beaver Dam came down, Bill Westhoff. He cleaned house, won the Sportsman at Toma. Bill, you're Bill. That's Paul. Paul caught up with Phil, the man from Beaver Dam at Jefferson on Saturday.
Philip, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Hey. So give us a little background about your racing career, when you started and what you progressed through over the seasons.
I started in 2007 running four cylinders right here at Jefferson Speedway and Columbus 151 Speedway just up the road in 2007, 2009-ish, somewhere in there. And we won a track championship in 2010 up there. We came here full time then, won the track championship here in 2012 and moved up to this car, hobby stock, in 2013. And I've been here ever since.
And of course, we all know there's a dirt track over in Beaver Dam. Have you done much racing on the dirt there?
Yeah, I ran dirt in 2015 with this exact car. It was okay. It was different. I'll just say that. it takes a lot of patience, and so the track changes a lot on dirt, you know. And there's just a lot of other variables, and you need a lot of good crew guys to run a dirt car. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those of us who haven't been here to Jefferson, give us a little description of what the track's like, how you run a big car like this through the turns.
It's pretty big, pretty wide. You can run a top, you can run the bottom, you can go three wide up the middle. You can get around here just about anywhere. It's a fun little place. It's nothing like Toma. Toma's got long straightaways. This got mediocre straightaways, but it's real wide. You got to hug the fence getting off too. Stay tight to the wall and then try and V down to the rumple strips on the bottom, and that's your fastest line if the car will work that way for you.
Mm-hmm. And what made you want to come to Toma Sparta here for the opener recently?
Oh gosh, I love that place. It's it reminds me a lot of Columbus, and I really enjoyed racing Columbus, and that place went by the wayside. And I don't know, it's a fun little track. I call it my little mini Martinsville. I really do like that place. I wish it wasn't so far away. We'd make the track up there a little bit more probably. And Greggy's got a good thing going up there now, so hopefully he can keep that going in the right direction. But yeah, I do love that place. It's mm-hmm. It's a fast little bull ring, that's for sure, and that's my style of racing. Mm-hmm.
And we might see you up there maybe a few more times during the season, possibly?
Oh yeah, sir. We'll try and make the trip back for sure. Friday night's a little difficult for us. We work down here in Madison, so it's about a little over 2 hours one way, but we're going to try and get back when we can, you bet.
Okay. And of course, you got some great sponsors here supporting your racing efforts here. Tell us about those.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We got JRC Enterprises, takes care of some of the motor program. Jason Dillman, Mac Tools, helps out a lot. Noah Shep, Sheppy's Auto Body in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, painted the car, does a real good job. And Dakota Capital Parks, 2LLC Joe Wendorf, helps me out a ton. It wouldn't be possible without him.
All right, well, Philip, best of luck. Hopefully we'll see you at Toma again, and good luck throughout the season.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Well, we talk about a lot of super late model drivers, Billy Doc Nels, that travel quite a bit. Phil Westhoff comes from Beaver Dam to Toma and wins, and he goes to Jefferson, almost wins.
That's kind of cool to see not just, super lates traveling all over the place, but, the lower classes. It's really cool to see them go to different tracks and try their stuff. Can you believe we've just done 13 interviews in 4 segments?
We're not done yet, because Paul Reichert, you've already heard a lot about him today. He gets his own segment. That's coming up next in the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
My name's Nathan Corger, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
I am Joel Sears.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Joel.
It's a good company to work for. You don't need to be experienced. I will train you on the job.
I was just in a factory job. I knew I wanted to get out of there for something better,
It's a good opportunity to try something new.
I like what I do.
There's lots of opportunities to move up in this company, so it's a good job.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at LedigerRoofing.com. Lediger
Roofing! It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hey, this is James Vaughn, driver of the number 97 Midwest Super Truck. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and Statman. Dan, Bill, and Paul on 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report, 1460 WBOG. Real quickly, before we bring in Paul Reichert, there's a website people should know about in case we don't race at La Crosse today.
That is rainedout.com. That's where you get all the information on all your local short tracks in the Midwest here. Rockford, Jefferson, the Dells, La Crosse, Marshfield, and Elko, I believe. I don't know if they're opening this weekend or next weekend, but you go, you check it out on your phone. Rainedout.com. Also, they're all on social media. You know, check out Facebook and Twitter. They will all post stuff there. It is time for the Burning Rubber Race Report. Paul, what you got going on this week?
All right. Well, let's floor the throttle here and go with the Burning Rubber Race Report. We'll start with Thursday, the World of Outlaw Late Miles at Livonia, Georgia. Brandon Shepard scored the victory. Friday, Grundy County Speedway down Morris, Illinois, got their season started. Boris Yurkovic won the Super Late Model feature. Keith Foss won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Red Cedar up in Menominee opened their season. Jimmy Mars won the Wasota Late Model feature. David Kane, the Wasota Modified feature. Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series at Williams Grove in Pennsylvania. Greg Hodnett, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Tazewell, Tennessee. Javon Davenport took the victory. Cody Swanson won the USAC Silver Crown race on the high banks of Toledo, Ohio. World of Outlaw Late Models at Cherokee Speedway in Gaffney, South Carolina. Mike Marlar, the victor. And Donnie Schatz won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at Lake Ozark Speedway in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. On Saturday at Cedar Lake, Matt Lear made it 2 in a row in the NASCAR Modifieds. Jefferson opened their season. Great finish to that race. Steven Scheel fought off reigning champion Dale Neustadt to win the late model feature. Brian Brown won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. Marshfield opened their season with Jim Sutter Jr. taking the UMA super late model feature. Michael Truscott won the first Wasilla Modified feature of the season at Rice Lake. Bilderbeck.
Do want to mention, though, you talked about Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Thank goodness Nathan Butterfield is okay with that horrendous wreck he got into at a turn four. He was slammed twice.
Oh, yes.
If you see the video of that, that was just incredible.
We'll bring that up next week.
Yes. All right. Michael Bilderbeck won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Rockford. Nick Anvilink won the Late Model feature to open the season at Shawano. Johnny Whitman, the IMCA Modified feature. All-Star Circuit champions at Sharon, Ohio. Aaron Rutzel scored the win. A Monster Energy Supercross wrapped up their season out at Las Vegas. Eli Tomac won the race. Jason Anderson is your champion. Lucas Oil American Sprint Cars at Siddons Grove, Pennsylvania. Blaine Heimbach, the winner. ARCA CRA Super Series on the High Bank Quarter Mile at Anderson, Indiana. Josh Brock, the winner. Cars Tour at Hickory, North Carolina. Chris Tilbeck won the Super Late Model feature. Bobby McCarty won the Late Model feature. If you didn't see it on speed51.com on Tuesday, Brandon Setzer is definitely suspended for a fight. Check that out for more.
Oh, he said that with emphasis, too.
IMCA Dairy Brothers Series at Maquoketa, Iowa. Justin Kay made it 2 in a row to start the season. More from him, though. IRA Sprints at Wilmot, Vanderveer, the winner. Lucas Oil Midwest Late Miles at LaSalle, Illinois, Will Vaught, the winner. Twin features for the NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Tucson, Arizona. 15-year-old Cody Vanderwall won them both. Derek Krause, 4th and 11th. Pass North Tour at Star Speedway in Epping, New Hampshire. Travis Benjamin, the winner. Spears SRL Southwest Tour at the Bullring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Jeremy Doss, the winner. Kevin Thomas Jr. won the USAC Sprint Race at Plymouth, Indiana. Zach Vanderbeek took the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Tri-State Speedway in Pocola, Oklahoma. Season opener for the
Wasilla. What was that again?
Pocola, P-O-C-O-L-A.
Say that three times fast.
Pocola.
He's been practicing.
He didn't throw in the Oklahoma part. That's what
Oh, okay.
Wasilla Challenge Series opened their season at Oakley, Minnesota. Jimmy Mars scored the victory. Chris Madden won the World of Outlaw Late Mile Race in Bubba Pollard's neck of the woods, Sonoya, Georgia. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Salina High Bank Speedway in Prairie Creek, Oklahoma. Brad Sweet the winner. Sunday at Slinger. Second verse, same as the first. Dennis Prunty won the Super Late Model feature again, and Driver X General Zunia won the Late Model feature again.
He's a poet and didn't know it.
He just got the feet to show it. They're
American Canadian Tour, Thunder Road International Speed Bowl in Barrie, Vermont. Jason Corliss, the winner. ARCA Midwest Tour opened their season at Madison with the Joe Shear Classic. Hot Potato, who won the lead at the end of the race. Austin Nason in the right place at the right time to score the victory. Mid-American Stock Cars and Midwest Trucks also on hand at Madison. Double dip for James Swanee. Won them both. How about that? I'm Sage Jerry Brothers Late Models at Quad City Speedway in East Moline, Illinois. Make it three in a row to start the season for Justin Kay. NHRA Atlanta Dragway down in Georgia. Leigh Pritchett won in Top Fuel. Courtney Force in Funny Car. Vincent Nobile two in a row in Pro Stock. And Indy Craywick in Pro Stock Motorcycles. And the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Kellyville, Oklahoma at Creek County Speedway. Story Scott scored the victory. And that'll do it for this week's
report. It took Courtney Force 4 gallons of fuel and 4.3 seconds to win that.
Unbelievable. She's fast. Say, Paul, that Jim Sauter Jr. victory at Marshall, was that the start of the Yellow River Racing Series?
Yes, round one.
Round one. So, and how many races did they do with that?
Round two, I believe, will be later on the season in July or so, and round three will be at the, I believe, the fall shootout.
I was going to say, don't screw up because Bill's got you on a roll.
Yes.
Yeah. That is Paul Reichert, the Burn and Rubber Race Report. We're going to come back, talk about the Lacrosse Speedway next on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you north siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. It's also CoolGold1460.com, where we are podcasting the shows this year. And on your cell phone, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Hey, I want to congratulate our producer, Jesse, that's sitting in here, and Paul Reichert that's sitting in here, and Bill Doc Niles for at least these two, Paul and Doc. I'm not sure about Jesse. You are radio award winners.
Woo!
My congratulations to you guys. I've done this before, so it's, you know, it is kind of cool, though, because we at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, if you didn't see it on Facebook, got second place throughout the state in small market radio music format for best specialty programming. Now, myself, out of 26 years in broadcasting, there's three different things right here that mean a lot to me. Is I've never gotten an award in small market radio before. I've never got an award on a music format with a sports-related item, and I've never got an award for best specialty programming. So kudos to the both of you guys and Jesse and Rick Wilson for helping us put this thing on. That is six radio awards for this radio show now in 8 years.
That's wow. Awesome. Thank you for bringing us on. I hope we help out a little bit.
Well, yeah.
And by the same token, that's the first time I've ever won an actual radio award. I mean, I've won, you know, things at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway Banquet for doing media stuff, but never anything like this. So I think it's a pretty cool deal. And No, Paul, I'm pretty sure you echo the same sentiments.
I mean, yeah, I've been a part of the show since 16, and this is just a thrill for me. I mean, this goes well with your Sportsman of the Year award from the banquet.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got goosebumps now. Guys in the studio are watching me. Stop it. I need some Big Boar barbecue to coat it. No, but I was really jazzed to know that that we knocked that down with best specialty programming, and that's what you get with a top quality Magnum.media that we work for, and I work for, and Billy does kind of, and Paul donates pretty much everything he does. But I've ordered extra awards. They're on me. I can't wait till you guys can get those in the mail and show them up on Facebook.
It's good thing they weren't draped in bacon. We wouldn't
get
them at all.
I let you smell my hands and maybe the bag they came in.
We only got about a minute and 10 seconds left here. We got to talk about the lid lifter tonight at La Crosse.
We need to get the races in. Go to rainedout.com, put in your email and your cell phone number. If we do get rained out, you're going to get a text and an email. Watch my Facebook, watch the radio Facebook page. Hopefully we can get some races in. Our regular season opener tonight is brought to you by Whalen, late model Sportsman, Thunderstocks, Hornets, minivans, pre-race, kids rides, and the Hornets second over the line wins race. I like that one because it's the Hornets. I called that one on the track. That's nuts.
That's fun. It's the second over line is always a wild card because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, it's so cool to see five cars stop at the line and see who's going to flinch first.
Well, Thunderstocks, it's maybe two or three, but look at the size of their cars. See, you weren't here, five of them there.
You weren't here back in the old days when old Leroy Harding would come railing around from the back and wouldn't care who he hit just to push him over the line. So, hey, and we also got to mention our friends from Mayfest from Boone's Farming are going to be here tonight, too.
Mayfest will happen rain or shine. If we do get rained out, too bad. Go over to the campgrounds. We've got about 15 to 20, maybe even upwards of 30 campers that are going to be there from Wisconsin and Minnesota. Fourth annual Mayfest, because we already have Oktoberfest. These guys created Mayfest, so we would invite you down for some spirits and some food and a lot of family fun.
I can't wait.
You're bringing peachy stuff,
too. I'm bringing peach pie tonight.
There's a reminder. On behalf of Jesse and Rick, again, a very big-time gratitude.
Yes, thank you
very
much, Jesse.
Host this program now for 8 years, 3 years here. And kudos to Paul and Doc. You guys add so much to this program, you don't even know it. And it shows when we can get an award like that. Today's program brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Thomas Porta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, fansarena.com, The Overtime Pub, and Lediger Roofing. We will see you guys at the track tonight and Mayfest.
Rain or shine, we're going to be there.
This has been the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. Fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.